Your weekend outlook is brought to you by Tom Potter State Farm. Let Tom Potter quote your insurance. Call 270-965-2284.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this week's Crittenden Press podcast. I'm Chris Evans, editor and publisher of the Crittenden Press, and here's a look at some of the stories making news across Crittenden County and the surrounding area this week. From renewed national attention on fluorspar to powerful history milestone, community leadership, public safety, and decisions that could affect how local government meetings are held, there's a lot packed into this week's paper. We'll start off with fluorspar and the deep roots that it has here in Crittenden County, Livingston County, actually over in southern Illinois as well. A recent Pentagon contract worth up to $250 million has been renewed, has renewed national attention on fluorspar, which is a critical mineral once central to the Kentucky-Illinois Fluorspar District, the center of which is right here in Crittenden County. A contract was awarded to Air Strategic Mining, but it's tied to operations out in Utah, not in Kentucky, mind you. It's out in Utah with an ongoing fluorspar operation. Still, the deal matters locally because it reinforces fluorspar's importance to national security and modern manufacturing, including defense, semiconductors, and steel making. Now, local experts caution that this is a confirmation of interest, and it's not a promise. There's no immediate return of mining jobs here, but it does validate what many have long believed, that mineral resources in Crittenden County and Livingston County still matter on the world market, and companies continue quietly studying the region's potential. We reported back a few weeks ago about a company out of Canada that gathered up and purchased a bunch of leases, mineral rights, to a lot of these properties. So keep your eyes and ears open. We're going to continue to follow this story. And hopefully, you know, one day this might mean a windfall for Crittenden County. You know, back in the day, before the 1960s, back in the earlier part of the 1900s, this area was just booming with fluorspar mining. And it meant so much to the local economy. When it left, we've kind of taken a downturn. At one time, Crittenden County had 15,000 people living here, a population of over 15,000. And now we can barely break 8,000. So it can mean a great deal if this continues to materialize. And speaking of fluorspar, there is a group here that is planning a 100-year memorial type celebration of a rescue of a very major national disaster that occurred down in Salem in 1926. It's one of the most powerful stories in this week's Crittenden Press as we kind of look backward at this mining, what could have been a real tragedy, but it was certainly a disaster at the time, and then looking ahead as well. This summer will again mark the 100th anniversary of the Hudson Mine Rescue. Now, that mine is just south of Salem, down off of Cedar Grove Road, and it's one of Kentucky's most extraordinary survival stories. It was in August 1926 that five miners were trapped underground for 6 days and seven nights after a cave-in at the Hudson Mine. And against all odds, they survived. You know, rationing light, collecting condensation for water, praying together, and leaving behind messages that they may that they really at the time feared may have been their last. Rescuers finally broke through, and all five men were rescued alive. And local historians and preservationists are now working toward a centennial commemoration of that event in August of 2026. And early planning is going on, and there's going to be exhibits, public programs, all sorts of stuff to recognize those families. And some of them are still around here, the descendants of those people who were not only caught in that cave-in and rescued, but also the people who went about building one of the biggest rescue efforts in mining in Kentucky at the time. So check out that article. It's really a very interesting story. We're going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back in just a moment with more news.
H&H Home and Hardware. The name says it all. And in 2025, H&H is celebrating its 25th year in business. H&H Home and Hardware on Sturgeon Road in Marion has everything you need for plumbing, electrical, lumber, paint, building supplies, hardware, plus pool supplies, steel power equipment and repairs, and so much more. H&H is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m., 6 p.m.
And before we get back to some more news, I want to take care of a little housekeeping of my own here. I just want everyone to be aware of the great value and opportunity we have right now. The Critic and Press has entered into a partnership with newspapers.com. I don't know if you're amateur genealogist, if you just like to search back into the old records, if you're a historian for whatever reason, what a great opportunity we have that you can now subscribe to the Critic and Press digital version. That's the e-sub, the emailed version of the Crittenden Press for $32. And with that, you get full access to the Crittenden Press archives on newspapers.com all the way back to the 1800s. These are digitized records of the Crittenden Press pages, and it will actually occupy so much of your time that it's like something you get addicted to when you start going back through these archives, and you can search for names and for events, and it's just an incredible historical resource for the people of Marion and Crittenden County. So again, $32 gets you the Crittenden Press every week sent to your email, but it also gives you access to the Crittenden Press all the way back to the 1800s. So get online right now, go to our website, and you can subscribe under the subscribe button, which is there on the top of the page. And as we all prepare for Valentine's Day coming up, it'll be here before you know it, just in 9 days, you better be ready to celebrate not only your better half or the love of your life, but also just your friends, your coworkers, your children. We have a great feature in this week's newspaper. It's by Stacy Blackburn. She's, of course, starting to do a new standing feature every month. It'll be the first Thursday of every month. It's called Stacy Style. And this one is all about Valentine's Day, and she has a great article, some photos of some incredible looking food that you can whip up in no time, and some brownie batter dip ideas, a full recipe with instructions, and she explains how showing up intentionally for everyone is what really makes Valentine's Day matter. So from classroom cardboard boxes to professional third wheeling, learning that love isn't measured by coupledom, I guess you might say. She explains how you can love up on just about everybody this Valentine's Day. So we're so happy to have Stacy, and that that feature is brought to you by Cut Above Meat Market in Marion, Kentucky. Also in your Crittenden Press this week, you'll get all kinds of Valentine gift ideas. You know, everything from heart scans to candles and gift cards and baskets down at Hodges and furniture at Fagan's. You can find just what you need for everyone in your life in this week's Crittenden Press. Now, several area students received academic honors. This is an ongoing series. We've been trying to bring you all the folks around the area who are celebrating their students. And Luke Vinson, a junior agribusiness major from Paducah, was named to the president's list at Murray State University. Now, Vinson is the grandson of Bobby and Charlotte Vinson of Marion. And at SEMO, Southeast Missouri State University, they are recognizing Trail Riley from Princeton among its graduates in the December 2025 class. And Middle Tennessee State University, Cannon Sheffer of Morganfield was among over 6,000 undergraduate students named to the Dean's List. And then up at Southern New Hampshire University, they have released their fall Dean's List, which includes Hannah Donahue and Jada Childress, both of Princeton, and Amber Dalesky of Fredonia. We're going to once again hear from the folks down at H&R Block, and then we're going to be right back with an incredible program that's coming to Foes Hall that you're going to want to know about. So I'm joined this morning with franchisee Jennifer Reckinger of H&R Block in Marion, Kentucky, and she's here to talk about some major tax changes this year. Thanks for being here. Appreciate it, Jennifer.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This year has some of the biggest tax updates we've seen in a while. The most important ones are the tips and overtime pay that are no longer taxed. Seniors get a larger deduction. Families with children under 17 have expanded credits. And there are brand new programs like the Trump accounts and a new car loan interest deduction. These changes can really impact refunds, but only if they're done correctly.
Yeah, I've been reading a lot about these changes. A lot of this comes out of the big, beautiful bill, I think.
Yeah.
So let's, one I hear a lot about, let's start and talk about tax on tips and overtime. How does that work?
So this is a major change, especially for like service workers and anyone who has earned overtime. Their tips and overtime now need to be reported separately on the W-2. And if they're not listed correctly, or if somebody doesn't bring in their final pay stub, they could miss out on money that could potentially get them more money back. So this is one of the areas where having someone review your paperwork really matters.
And I know, too, there are some changes, some benefits for seniors. What are they?
Yeah. So seniors age 65 and older now qualify for a larger additional deduction. If they're married and both qualify, that deduction doubles. So for many seniors, this can lower taxable income enough to reduce what they owe or even turn it into a refund.
Mm-hmm. And I know they're for families. I've heard some talk about the child tax benefits. What do the taxpayers need to know about that?
So families with children under 17 may qualify for expanded credits this year. Those credits can make a noticeable difference on a return. The rules are very specific, especially when it comes to dependents. So it's important that everything is reported correctly.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you mentioned Trump accounts. What exactly are they? Now, I assume they're available for Republicans and Democrats.
Yes. So the Trump accounts are it's a new savings program. So for children born between 2025 and 2028. So eligible families can receive a one-time $1,000 government contribution. Parents can manage that account until the child turns 18, and the money can later, it can be used for things like education, buying a home, or just starting a business.
So these come with your tax, I guess if you get a tax refund, so it has to be, you have to fill this out on your tax, when you file your taxes.
Correct.
They just don't come in the mail automatically.
Correct, yes, you elect it on the tax return.
Yeah, so, and that's a nice little nest egg for, and by the time these kids are 18 years old, it's going to be pretty significant, really, if they invest it wisely.
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah. And now there's also some car loan interest deduction possibilities for a new car.
Yeah, so this is another new deduction. So taxpayers may be able to deduct interest paid on a car loan, but only if the vehicle is new and it also has to be manufactured in the U.S. There are some income limits and documentation requirements, including the VIN number. So having the right paperwork is very important. Mm-hmm.
So if someone listening now would like some more help with this, what should they do? How should they act?
So I say the best thing to do is really reach out early. That gives us time to review everything and make sure nothing is missed. Whether you're a family or a senior or having to earn tips or having some overtime, these changes matter. My team, along with Pamela Todd and Beth Hackney, are here to help at your locally owned H&R Block in Marion, Kentucky.
Yeah, and you're right on Main Street now, right across from Subway.
Right. I'm easy to find.
Yeah. Well, Jennifer Regenger, thank you so much for being with us today and going over this important information about tax time.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Now we're going to go over to Foes Hall and hear from Kim Vince. So welcome to the program this morning, Kim Vince. You folks over at the Community Arts Foundation, you just keep knocking things out of the park and putting on great programs at Foes Hall. And I think there's some excitement building about this Voice 270. Explain what that is.
Okay, we're getting pretty excited, and I think the community is too. We had started at the end of 2025 a student support fund. We want to be able to help our kids in this community be able to take an art lesson or to be able to sign up for a cooking class or anything that has a fee and they don't feel like they can pay. We want to make sure that they have that opportunity. And so this Top Voice 270 is our first big fundraiser to help fund our student support fund. So that's where it's kind of the background behind it. But we are going to have a voice competition that is open to people 18 and over in Kentucky. And we invite them to come and audition. We have two audition days. That's on February 18th and February 19th. And so we would need you to fill out a form before those days so we knew you were coming. And it'll be done in front of a panel of judges, people who know music and people who are not from our from Crittenden County. We're getting outside judges to pick a top 10. So if we have 20 people who audition, then we'll pick 10 of those. If we have 100 people who audition, we'll pick 10 of those. And those 10 will then perform at a public event on March the 7th. And at that event, we invite people to come, and it'll be their opportunity to hear those singers, and then they will vote. It will be the people in the audience who will choose the winners. So we like the idea that, you know, yes, there's a judging going along with it, but that there's also a point where our community can be involved too.
Awesome. That's a This is going to be a fun event. I mean,
I think so.
Yeah, it's really great. And I know we have a lot of interest now in music with the Crowder Performing Arts Center, mm-hmm. and just building a lot of momentum and things that the Community Arts Foundation has done. We appreciate all that you all do for the community and look forward to seeing this program. This is going to be pretty neat.
Yep, it is.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kim.
And to begin our sports coverage this morning, I want to say congratulations to the Lyon County Lions boys basketball team and Coach Ryan Perry. Of course, Ryan is a graduate of Crittenden County High School, played his basketball right here. And, of course, he's better known as the father of Travis Perry, who's now playing at Ole Miss. But Ryan has guided his team to another state championship, this time the All-A Classic, the small school title. And they, of course, won the overall KHSAA state championship in 2024 with Perry and Jack Reddick, who is also here from Marion, Kentucky. And Jack's now playing down in Florida, playing collegiate basketball. But anyway, congratulations to those folks. It's a wonderful feather in their cap. Not too many teams in the history of Kentucky basketball have won both the KHSAA and the All-A Classic State Championship. Now, the boys basketball team from Crittenden County will have an opportunity tonight to win a big basketball game. You know, they're 21 now, 122, and they will be facing Heritage Christian down in Hopkinsville. That's the team that they beat earlier in the season. So we're sending some good vibes to those Rocket boys. They've been working hard. They're getting better. So they took Trigg County really into late into the second half in a very highly contested game on Tuesday night down in Cadiz and just couldn't pull it out. Trigg ended up winning that game. Now, the Lady Rockets made it a clean sweep by knocking off Trigg County on Tuesday night. Clean sweep of the 5th District this year. They are a perfect 6-0 in league play, and they will move on to non-district action for the rest of the season now. And they are 16-4 overall and will host Christian County tonight out at Rocket Arena. Your Lady Rockets are the number one team in the second region right now based on the KHSAA power rankings. And that's going to be a wrap on this morning's program. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.